All right. So I guess I'll just begin by kind of like what Kirsten talked about is how I found there to be a lot of crossover in all of my classes this term, in particular this class, an oil painting class that I was in, and one of my outdoor ed classes. And part of our assignments for outdoor ed was to come up with a 3-minute video of our epistemology of outdoor education. Kind of loaded, but... and we presented these videos about 2 weeks ago, and putting this video together, I didn't really realize it at the time, but watching it again, I realized how much this class has transferred into my views of outdoor education, and... I think I'll just leave it at that and then play the video, but can you grab the lights?
Yep. I am at peace when I am immersed in nature. When I am liberated from the burdens of daily life, and when I become a part of the land. It is by no means an easy feat. You have to be able to let go of any fears or hesitations that you may have, and be willing to learn and connect to the world that surrounds you.
All of my days.
You must have the freedom to explore and discover all that is hidden and held in the natural world, and experience the continuity and the insight that it can provide. These kinds of moments don't come often enough for most people, and outdoor pursuits are commonly limited to an elite group of people. This inaccessibility further divides us from the natural world, and it becomes increasingly difficult to restore the ties that have been forgotten.
I have been quietly.
In order to truly understand the possibilities of its teachings, the land must be experienced firsthand.
Watch the sky.
Motivations for engaging in the natural environment must be understood and must serve as guiding principles of practice. We must rise to the challenge and listen to the voice of the land, hear its stories, and become a part of them. Lessons that need to be understood, shared, and reflected upon. Outdoor education is a method that enables participation and active involvement by engaging participants in a holistic way.
I found myself with no friends standing near.
Learning is not an essential outcome, it is simply part of the process. Experiences speak for themselves and teach us in ways that may not become immediately apparent. We must be at home in nature, find the rhythm of the earth, and become a part of that flow. The natural world has much to offer us. We just have to open all that we are and discover all that we can be.
And it's just too bright.
So I guess outdoor ed has played a big role in my, not just this term, but just growing up, and so I guess that kind of just, everything's kind of combining itself, and I'm not sure where it'll take me, but that's kind of my thoughts right now. And then the second thing I brought to share was two pieces of artwork that I've been working on this term, and I'll just start by showing. And this is part of my final project. There's one more piece that I haven't finished yet, but I don't know. I've always had a fascination with trees, and so that was part of the reason that I chose to do trees as my final project. This piece, just trying to represent the human dominance over nature, and when you cut down a tree, all that is left is a stump, and it can be a beautiful thing, but it just kind of represents the role that we do have in that. And then the second one is
tree roots, and that kind of that shows how we need to be grounded in our beliefs, and that how our views need to reflect those beliefs. And the third one that I'm going to be doing is a tree branch with a few water droplets coming off, just to show new growth and the vitality that water can provide. So it's still a work in progress, but I thought I'd bring that to share tonight.
Mm-hmm.